and welcome to the debate. I'm Marcia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. As another terrorist attack has taken place, this time in France, more and more people are questioning the connection between Takfiri terrorists and Islam. Oh, just because someone yells something about Prophet Muhammad or says Allahu Akbar, is he a Muslim? When everything that these Takfiris are doing is practically against Islam, why is it that more and more Muslims seem to be on the defensive? And what has to be done to highlight the fact that it is the Muslims who are mainly under the attack by these Takfiris? Stay tuned for this as we take a look at the story on this debate.
Hundreds of thousands of people turn up for a mass march in the French capital Paris in a show of solidarity with the victims of the recent terrorist attacks in France. More than 55,000 security forces are deployed along the rally route to ensure security for a march.
You take the Quran, open it. It's in paperback. It's easy. It does not cost much. Surah 5, verse 32. What does it say? A man who kills a man, it's as if he killed all mankind.
We are all united. We are all together in the face of barbarism. We are all affected, terrified, sad, and at the same time, we condemn. At the same time, we also say, do not equate Islam and this barbarism. Islam in France is rooted in the values of the Republic. It respects human life.
Some 40 leaders from around the world have also arrived in Paris to take part in the event. French President François Hollande has described Paris as the capital of the world, saying the entire globe will rise up to mark the event. The terrorist attacks in France left over a dozen people dead. A female suspect, who was said to be involved in a hostage-taking incident in Paris last week and is on the run, has been tracked down in Turkey. Takfiri insurgents have been using the country as a corridor to flow into Syria, with the Turkish government turning a blind eye. Takfiri groups have carried out numerous atrocities in Syria, Iraq, and elsewhere in the Middle East and beyond. Ironically, the vast majority of those killed at the hands of the militants are Muslims. The Takfiri atrocities have been condemned by all Muslim nations and their political leaders, as well as their religious authorities. In the wake of Wednesday's terrorist attacks in Paris, some media outlets in the West embarked on what has been called Islamophobic propaganda to blame all Muslims for the incidents, but their attempt failed after all Islamic countries condemned the acts of terror. A French Muslim has been hailed by social media as a hero for saving a group of customers from attackers at a store in Paris. Lassana Bathili, who is an employee at the hyper-cashier grocery store, ushered over a dozen customers into a freezer to save them. Eyewitnesses say Bathili saved at least 15 customers, including two children. Some survivors were able to call their friends and relatives from the freezer to tell them they were alive.
I came down running towards the freezer and opened the door. There were several people with me. I turned off the light and the freezer.
After the attacks, French President François Hollande said the terrorists behind the killings have nothing to do with Islam.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of Beirut, political commentator, Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi. And out of London, Ms. Carol Gould, American author and filmmaker. Thank you both so much for being with us. And well, let's start this off in London with Ms. Gould. Usually when any event takes place, we must always look at who benefits from it. Can you think of a group or entity that can actually perhaps benefit from this rise in terrorism in Europe and in the whole world?
Oh, well, nobody can benefit from a rise in terrorism, whatever the source. It is unfortunate that once again we have had an atrocity that can be attributed to four young Muslims. And what's interesting is that the people involved in this attack, one of whom is still on the run, are young. I think there is a problem in many European countries with disaffected young people who don't have enough work, who perhaps don't have enough money, who actually get bored with life. And then they become indoctrinated with extremist ideas. And I think that this is a very big problem in the UK, in Europe, all around the world. And some of these young people end up committing crime, go to prison, and are indoctrinated by extremist the characters who have been in prison for many years. And I think this is an issue that needs to be dealt with. In fact, this whole issue of the Charlie Hebdo killing, it is such a terrible event, because we're talking about a group of people at work who were innocent, really. They are journalists who criticize everyone. They criticize Judaism, they criticize Christianity, they criticize Islam, and they were sitting at work, and these gunmen walk in and absolutely decimate them. And I don't even think that this is worth discussion, actually. Around the world, there's been so much discussion.
Okay.
It's a terrible atrocity by young people, committed by young people. I think this is a very important issue that they're
right,
so young.
Let me get Mr. Mousavi in on this. These young people, as she has said, who've committed these atrocities, are these real Muslims that can do such a thing? Mr. Mousavi?
Absolutely not. If we want to talk about Muslims, real Muslims, fake Muslims, I believe this is something misleading and very confusing. It's either that you are a Muslim, you are a true Muslim, or you're not a Muslim at all. We cannot talk here about true Muslims, real Muslims, and fake Muslims. You are either a Muslim, believes in all the pinnings of Islam, the principles of Islam, the directions of Islam, and you are committed to this, or you have your own way. I believe those people, when they did, they were not Muslims, or they are not Muslims. It's not enough just to say in your tongue that you believe in Islam, and you go and do things that are completely against Islam, against humanity, against peace, against justice. When we talk about Islam, we talk about justice, we talk about peace, we talk about equality, we talk about all mankind, because we've been celebrating the birth of Prophet Muhammad, who has been sent by Allah, all praise be to him. He has been sent as a mercy to all mankind. This is what we believe in. So those who have done what they did, when they say that they are doing it in the name of Islam, I believe they are inflicting maybe the deadliest and the heaviest damage ever to Islam, more than anyone else.
So let
those
me just stop you there,
groups,
Mr. Mousavi, with
are,
that
don't
point.
Don't do
you,
this only for...
Mr. Mousavi, let me just jump in here with what you've said. Perhaps
please.
Most of the damage is being inflicted against Muslims themselves. So I will ask you the same question that I asked Ms. Gould in London. Who benefits from this?
Well, I mean, the enemies of Islam benefit from this. Those who have always been trying to feed the shadow of Islamophobia, those who are trying to plant a wedge between Muslims and other people all over the world, those who want to distort the image of Islam for so many different reasons would benefit from this, because they are planting, they are feeding in the Islamophobia. Those are really who are benefiting from such actions, from such attacks, from such aggressions, which are being perpetrated by takfiri groups.
Okay.
It's very important here to remind everyone that those people, if we have killed more Muslims than anyone else, than any other group, they are destroying mosques, they are destroying worshiping centers, they are destroying monuments and places for Islam that dates back to maybe 1,000 years.
All right, let me get Ms. Gould back in on this. Stay with me, Mr. Mousavi. Let me get Ms. Gould back in on this. Ms. Gould, what about that? When the majority of the victims of the Takfiris have been Muslim themselves, doesn't that in itself say something about this group?
Well, I mean, I don't like to talk about statistics. One could say that in the wars of the last, as your guest said, of the last 1,000 years, there have been tremendous numbers of deaths of all people, of all religions. There have been massacres of Jews, of Muslims, of Christians. There have been terrible wars in which
let's bring it a little bit closer to the present. Ms. Gould, if we're looking at, let's say, from the 2000s, we'll go from that, and we look at, because the first time basically that we we saw a lot of these attacks are starting to happen was actually in Lebanon, I believe, in 2000, and has continued since then. And the majority of the victims, whether we're talking about in Lebanon, in Iraq, and the African continent, in Syria, have